While many of her fellow Democrats at Knoxville Square Room were riveted by the race for president of the United States, Gloria Johnson had a different race on her mind, her own.
The returns are coming in, and we know it's a close race. You don't know exactly what's going to happen, and right now we don't have local up on the screen, and I'm a little nervous about that.
When they did show up on the big screen, those returns reflected an extremely tight contest between Johnson, a former special education teacher and chair of the Knox County Democrats, and Gary Lowe, a former television reporter. The two were competing to fill the seat vacated by the retirement of Harry Tindall. It's a seat Tindall had held for the Democrats since 1990, a rare bit of blue in a sea of red. Speaking to WUOT in January, just after announcing his retirement, Tindall acknowledged the political makeup of his district had changed when Republicans in Nashville redrew the voting lines, and he recognized his Democratic successor would have a fight on his or her hands.
My district has always been the competitive district in Knox County out of the seven districts. You know, it's always been the one with the race, the one that either party could win, and so it leaned a little bit Democratic. Now it's, I think, a straight toss-up.
So the stakes were high, a point lost on neither candidate. At times, the campaign was contentious, but by the end of last night, it was Johnson standing before supporters to deliver an emotional victory speech.
Had the most amazing support, the most amazing team, the most amazing folks of the Democratic Party, and I can never thank anybody enough. I mean, I can't tell you how much time folks spent. And it really means a lot to me, so I appreciate it.
Maryville College political science professor Mark O'Gorman suggested the Democratic Party was probably watching closely and may have a rising star in its ranks.
The fact that Gloria Johnson was able to come through and to make sure it's a Democratic hold in that race suggests not only was she successful with her campaign, but it also suggests maybe a bright future for her head in politics.
So Johnson seemingly had everything, a 395-vote victory, and the accolades that came with it. What she didn't have, however, was a concession by her opponent. On his Facebook site, Gary Lowe pointed out there were still a lot of absentee and provisional ballots to be counted. In fact, 5,800 absentee ballots alone, although it wasn't clear how many were cast in the 13th District. Speaking to WUOT early this morning, Lowe said it only makes sense to count all the ballots before naming a winner. If we win, he told us, we earned it. And if we don't, we'll just have to figure out what to do differently next time. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell, WUOT News.